USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirming a phone call between President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The pair discussed a range of topics, including the end of the two-year-long investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election, Sanders saying the administration won't let incidents like that happen again.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of, like they did in 2016, just letting it happen.
Stocks are back up after news that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, the lowest number it's been since December of 1969. The Dow gained 197 points and closed Friday at 26,505. The NASDAQ was up 127 points to set a new record close of 81.64. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the Mueller report during a phone call today. Sanders says the phone call lasted about an hour. She also noted they talked about other topics, including Venezuela and North Korean nuclear negotiations and trade. It was a marathon reading of the names of over 27,000 children who were reported abused in Dallas County, Texas in 2018. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Volunteers read the names of the children with their identities protected as Jane Doe and John Doe were used in place of their real names. Leah Caprice, Ms. Texas, took part in the event sponsored by the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Jane Doe, age 17. John Doe, age 13. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 13. John Doe, age 7. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 8.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Anxiety is rising for America's youth, but at a faster rate among girls than boys. That's according to psychologist Lisa Damore. She has a new book out titled Under Pressure, Confronting the Epidemic of Stress and Anxiety in Girls, and I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Damore, and one of the things I asked her was about the stigma regarding anxiety.
It's almost like it's not so much stigma. It's more sort of this sense of it being always bad, I think, is probably what has changed. That when I was in my training, more than two decades ago, what we understood, and actually what psychologists still understand, is that anxiety is a normal and healthy function. It sort of alerts us when something's not right. You know, if we're driving and there's a car swerving near us, we get anxious, and we should, because it makes us pay attention and adjust. There are times when anxiety grows out of control and, you know, it's sort of an alarm system that is going off all the time as opposed to when it's supposed to. But what seems to have changed more than anything is that when I hear people talking about anxiety, they talk about it as though it's always a sign that something's not working properly. You know, so-and-so, she suffers from anxiety. Well, everybody has anxiety. What we're interested in is whether the anxiety is useful, giving us a good sense that something's amiss and alerting us to make a change, or whether it is an alarm that's ringing all the time and doesn't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.